20-year-old Army Private Brandon Davis was one of five soldiers killed in Iraq on March 31st when a homemade bomb exploded under their vehicle west of Fallujah. Aaron Henkin of member station WYPR spent some time with friends and family of Private Davis in his hometown of Cumberland, Maryland.
Fort Hill High School overlooks the small Appalachian town of Cumberland in the mountains of western Maryland. The afternoon bell has rung, and kids rush down the halls and out the front doors into the crisp air of a cloudless April afternoon. But teacher David Snyder says that just last week, these halls were silent as the 500-member student body remembered Brandon Davis.
There was a hush that fell over this school. There's a deep respect for Brandon Davis having been part of the Fort Hill community and having been a soldier.
Health teacher Helen Mueller remembers when Brandon Davis came back to visit Fort Hill High School with a recruiter last year, just after he'd finished boot camp.
He came back in his uniform and he was so proud of himself. He just was all aglow, you know, and he said something to me like, "Look at me, Mrs. Mueller, I'm a soldier." And it was like, "Can you believe it?"
Private Davis was assigned to the 1st Engineer Division at Fort Riley in Kansas. He was deployed to Iraq in September, and he was slated to return home this June.
Always had fun with him. Like everybody did. Made everybody happy.
Davis's older brother, 24-year-old Jeffrey Jr., sits on a couch in the living room of their childhood home. He remembers growing up with Brandon, playing basketball, and going roller skating at Moon Glow Skating Rink.
I tended to get him in trouble a little bit sometimes, but yeah, it wasn't too bad. I'd do things to him, but he'd always get me back.
Jeffrey Jr. works at the CSX train yard in downtown Cumberland. So does his father, Jeffrey Sr. Jeffrey Sr. says that Brandon saw the military as a ticket to broader horizons, an alternative to working in an economically depressed town whose primary employers are the railroad and the county prisons.
He was looking for a direction in life because we live in a small town and there's really not a lot of jobs around here. And he even set up college fund and all that, you know, for maybe going to college when he got out.
Davis's parents divorced when he was 12 years old, but his mother, Jackie Weatherholt, still lives nearby. In mid-March, Davis left a message on her answering machine.
He said, "I just called to touch base because it was like an incident over there where a lot of people got killed. And he wanted to let me know that he was still safe. And he said, I love you, Mom." And that was on the 20th of March.
That was the last time Jackie Weatherholt heard from her son. 12 days later, she was visited by a U.S. military casualty officer.
And just said, "On behalf of the United States Secretary, we're sorry to inform you that your son has been lost as a casualty of war. And nobody can ever imagine what that does to you as a parent."
When Private Davis's body is flown home, he'll be buried at Rocky Gap Veterans Cemetery in Allegheny County, Maryland. He'll rest near his grandfather, who was a soldier in World War II. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Henkin.